This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, we're going to welcome in Jay Thomas and toss around this issue of the ballot question of marijuana coming up in 3 weeks on the November ballot. Biden is announcing that he's going to lower gas prices. You know how he's going to lower gas prices, guys? Ready for this? He's going to release more supply from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now, hear me out on this one, all right? He's lowering the price by increasing the supply from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. In my mind, he has now admitted more supply lowers the price. So why wouldn't he take his newfound theory there about how to lower prices and allow more drilling?
They are not restricting anything.
No.
Didn't you hear Corinne Jean-Pierre?
Yeah, good one.
They are not restricting anything.
Policies
so
are
just, you know, drill, baby, drill, I guess.
This guy's an idiot. I mean, Kevin, you and Alex had it on the show this morning. Trump fills it at $30. It's being drained. Yeah, what are we at? $80, $90 a barrel.
$85. Yeah, we'll buy it back at $90. Probably.
Yeah, we'll buy it back at $90.
Unless
yeah.
we produce it ourselves.
That's good math.
The Bakken is a strategic petroleum reserve.
Yeah,
good call.
The Bakken is.
Yep.
That's how Trump filled it up.
Right.
So then we had plenty. Then we started selling it. Then not only were we full on the reserves, we were selling what we were making, exporting, making money.
So how can you run a country into the ground this fast?
That's what Jack Henry said. What blows me away is how fast they did it.
CNN's got a story today that record turnout for early voting in Georgia is underway.
Mm-hmm.
What do we make of that?
You know, I think after the 2020 election, there are so many eyes on voting this this midterm as well as 2024. I don't
think it's a good thing for the status quo.
I
don't think it says go, Joe, go.
No, it doesn't. People are seeing their 401ks. They're looking at their check. They're looking at the prices in the grocery stores and the clothing stores on the car lots. And they're going, we cannot do this anymore. For a while there, I just did not think there was going to be a red wave, guys. Now, I think the Dems are going to be blowing out of the water. It is going to be a bloodbath.
What a mess. Brian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm the guy from who just moved here from Washington State. By the way, went to that rally last night at the VFW for the Second Amendment and saw Carter Eisinger and Brad Leeser. You guys have some really good conservative candidates here. I was quite impressed. But the reason I'm calling is about the marijuana legalization. Of course, I'm coming from a state where it was legal. I think the thing that's kind of disturbing me a little bit with the discussion is the matter of personal liberty. I feel like that's being lost in your discussion. You know, should people be free to do what they want to do with themselves? And, you know, I mean, if you could see my waistline, I make a lot of bad choices in life. Marijuana is not one of them, but the all-you-can-eat buffet restaurants try to lock their doors when they see me walking up. So
I'm with you, brother. I never see a buffet. I don't love. Bring it on.
You go, you eat too much, you go now.
Absolutely. But if someone were to, you know, try to pass a law saying, well, you know, you're too fat, you can't eat this much food.
But they tried doing that. Well, they've tried to do that. They've tried to do that with the soda pop member in New York. They've tried to pull that garbage.
And were you against it?
Of course.
Well, of course, because it's your choice, right? So I don't understand the antipathy towards this particular issue. And I'll be honest here. As a former police officer, I'm going to tell you, I think the effects of marijuana are far less deleterious than the effects of alcohol. So if you're against marijuana, but you're not also against alcohol, you're not doing your research. You're really not, because trust me, a lot more drunk drivers kill people on the roads than, you know, than marijuana drivers. Now, certainly there are probably, that does happen, but the bad effects on society from alcohol far outweigh, you know, marijuana. However, I would never, I'm a personal liberty guy, I would never say, hey, well, you know, it's bad for it's bad for society, so you can't drink it. You know, it's your money and your choice, you drink it, you know, and I think that personal liberty argument is really kind of going by the wayside here, and I hate to see that.
All right, Brian, appreciate the call. James on the road, you're next. 271-1100, go ahead. You there, James? You're up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we got this marijuana argument. This is coming. I haven't heard anybody that, a lot of people that called in. I used to smoke marijuana. I smoked it for many years. And I just don't smoke it anymore. My lifestyle doesn't, it just doesn't fit my lifestyle anymore. But as far as I'm concerned, it is very, very potent. And the marijuana today, and it affects everybody differently. I have friends that smoke marijuana. They get up, they pour cement, they work their butts off all day, and you wouldn't even know they've even smoked it. There's other people that smoke it. It messes with them psychologically, emotionally. It has more effect on the brain, I believe, than alcohol. You can have one or two beers, three beers, go home, and be just fine. You can have one puff of this marijuana of today is so strong. And believe me, it can change your day, and not for the better. This whole idea that it just needs to be legal, it gives young kids the opportunity to say, hey, it's legal, let's just smoke it. And I've seen a lot of young kids that were good kids in high school, they started smoking marijuana, and they're just not the same. They run around with dirty sweatpants on. They don't want to work, and all they want to do is smoke marijuana and drink a Red Bull.
And they're covered. They're covered in Cheeto dust.
Yeah, a lot of these
Cheeto dust. And
everybody uses the medical marijuana thing. It's all medical, medical, medical. Sure, there's certain types of marijuana that help people medically, but then there's the marijuana out there that people are just using to get obliterated.
That's one of my concerns. So I'm kind of back and forth on this, but one of my concerns is the potency of it today. It's not like the ditchweed we had back in the 70s and 80s. There is a difference. Now, we had strong stuff back then, you know, a tie stick, Panama red.
What gets better? You know. What gets better with legalizing marijuana? What do we put on the plus list?
Well, it takes the, you know, you're not throwing people in jail or punishing people or, you know, or screwing with their livelihoods because they had some ganja.
The revenues.
The revenues are the clear thing. Well, if it's there, because, you know, California, Colorado, these states were told how all this revenue from taxes is going to come in for schools and everything else. They ain't seeing it.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
There's $3 billion in Colorado they put towards schools.
Well, look at what's going on in California. I had the guest that Scott had on. They're getting nothing that they were promised from the tax revenue from this stuff. It's not going. It's not coming in. It's not going where they said it's going in. And what I've been told, and again, I'm not an anti-pot guy. I'm not. But what I've been told was that the cartels are coming in because they're seeing the opportunity, hey, we can undercut what a facility is selling it for and make a ton of money. Now you got the cartels messing around in your state. I say that's going to happen here. I'm just telling you what I've been told and what I've watched.
Well, I just searched it. California tax revenue from cannabis. They also do not include locally imposed taxes collected by cities and counties. Previously reported revenue for the first quarter of this year returns were $294 million.
And how much of that went to the schools?
Including $152 million in cannabis excise tax. I don't know, but I'm not going to...
My
point, until I finish, is going to be that I'm not about California's accounting. I'm just saying that they are making money from it. I don't know where it's going, but they're making the money.
But the point is, these places were promised, hey, look, if you legalize this, we are going to be able to take care of the schools. You taxpayers are not going to have to pay for schools anymore. If we're going to do it here in North Dakota, if it passes, then I want to make sure, I want to know, okay, exactly what is that tax going to go for?
I agree.
And are
you
going to earmark it for that?
Yeah.
We haven't heard any of that, have we?
Well, no. They've broken it down in Colorado, but California is California, but...
And where
Colorado has the breakdown of it.
It's a good question. I haven't heard much of that at all.
13% goes to public schools in Colorado of the $300 million they make a year.
The debate will continue after this. Don't go away. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Temperature drops further and further, that zero and beyond. You might want to think about a Finley Osana. Finley Osana right now is in stock, ready to deliver to you. You could be using that tomorrow. That's how they work at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. You use it now, you pay later. Rhonda Patrick is someone that can tell you about the miracle of the medical world, the sauna. She's got a great podcast out there. Check it out. You'll find out that the wellness benefits are many for a sauna from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. Every day made better, live longer, hot spring spas and pool tables, too. West Fargo, next to Spitfire. Bismarck, Grand Forks, just tell them Scott sent you. Back with Jay Thomas and Kim and Flynn, we're talking about the ballot question in 3 weeks on marijuana. Good thing or a bad thing?
Let me ask you guys this. By the way, I love my Finny Little Sauna. I use it almost daily. Love it. Let me ask you guys right now.
What's up, Vinny? Set you up.
He did. Let's go around the table. If today was the day for you to vote, how would you vote?
I would vote against the marijuana thing. I don't. What's better with it? My question,
Kevin. Where are you?
What gets better with it? What does it improve? So I'm a hard no.
I'm a. If it's today,
I'm absolutely a yes.
I'm a yes.
Absolutely. I mean, let's look at the war on drugs. Are we winning the war on drugs?
Drugs won that war.
Are we winning the war on drugs? So this is just another measure of the war on drugs. Well, then we got to look at what drugs do we want to go to war with? And this war has already been lost. This battle is over.
Yeah.
Okay, there's every state pretty much except Wyoming and Indiana and Idaho west of us, it's legal. So, and that creates the gray market, they call it. So, cannabis is flowing out of California, Nevada, Oregon, Montana even. It's right next door. The entire country of Canada is legal. So that train is long gone. So, and if you think that anyone that uses cannabis can't get it with a phone call and have it in 5 minutes in any state in this country, think again. They're growing it in their shed. They're growing it in their basement. They're using it. We're well aware of the effects. We're well aware of the thing. We all know whether we use it or not. I know all about it. I grew up in the 70s. Give me a break.
No.
So that's the war on that. But then we gave up the war on alcohol, and we also gave up the war on nicotine. So you got to give up the war on this, take the revenue and run, control it, just like the states do. Take the $400 million for, say, Colorado made from it and allot it correctly, like Jay said. Put it to the schools. Put it where you need it. And focus your resources and your money on the war against fentanyl.
Yeah.
And heroin and cocaine.
This measure was written pretty darn good. I mean, they did a good job dotting their I's, crossing their T's, unlike the first go-around where it was just an open free-for-all. I mean, they really went through this. You've got, lawyers not from out of state, but right here. I mean, the treasurer's Mark Fries that really looked at this thing and said, okay, if you're going to do this, let's do it this way. You're limited on what you can have. The state will control the potency. You cannot. One of the arguments that comes up on my show, well, I've been to Colorado, I've been to Washington, and you walk around, all you smell is marijuana and Doritos. Look,
and Doritos. That's not true either.
You cannot in... Under the measure here in North Dakota, you cannot smoke in public. You can't be on a street smoking it. You basically are on your property. You can't be in a park smoking it. If you're caught, yes, you will be punished for that.
I really don't have any problem with that. I mean,
I don't have a problem. What I'm saying is people think that all of a sudden North Dakota is going to reek like one big ganja, and it's the devil's lettuce. That's not the case. That is not the case.
Well, I thought that, like Vegas, it would be, because it's everywhere. They're everywhere, everywhere in Vegas. And we were on the Strip and downtown on Fremont. No, nothing. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is, I thought sure it'd be somewhere. Well, we didn't catch it once.
It's everywhere right now. If you think that people, white-collar to blue-collar, aren't using it, they are. And you're right, Kevin. I could make one phone call. You could make, Scott, you probably could get your hands on it within minutes. It's out there already.
It's
so
everywhere.
Let's take and do with it like we do with alcohol.
Texter says alcohol was a gateway drug to marijuana. Marijuana is a gateway to hard drugs. That's now being ignored to satisfy the need of the left to legalize everything.
Well,
limits on any behavior gone.
If that's the case.
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Moral absolutes must be eliminated. No bail, no cops, no prisons. This is the goal of the so-called progressive left.
If that was the case, everybody at Woodstock in 1969 would have all died of heroin overdoses within a couple of years because they were all getting high on pot. They would have all gone and been gatewayed into something else. And if that would have been the case, then nobody would be here.
That's like saying a cheeseburger is a gateway to a quadruple stacker.
Right.
You know? I mean, come on.
Another says, why not decriminalize it? Marijuana laws are a burden on society, law enforcement, and the courts.
Exactly.
Not justice system. Yeah. You will find that more people use it afterwards than use it now. I could care less if it's taxed or not.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be this big influx of all of a sudden, because it's legal, all of a sudden all these people are going to start smoking marijuana. I don't buy it. And there's the concern you hear that, you know, when it's legalized, and Kev, you can look it up, you got a computer in front of you, that there's this influx of high school-aged kids using it. Studies have been done. That is not the case. That is not happening.
Well, again, if any high school kid right now wants to, they can get it. That's not the issue.
Another says, so what are the health risks of marijuana? Cigarettes and vaping cause lung issues. How is pot different?
Well, it's not. It's a carcinogen.
Mm-hmm.
Vaping is a different animal. Other than the microparticulates are much, much smaller than cigarette or cannabis smoke. But the vaping thing, to me, what I've researched on is much worse, just because it doesn't come out of your lungs. The vape stays in there.
With the argument that we should have this is another listener's comment here. With the argument that we should have the freedom to decide for ourselves on marijuana, then where does it end? Should pedophilia be legal then?
No. Of course not.
That's apples to oranges.
Come on. That's not a relevant question.
Another. The irony. The drug culture funding the institution that let them down. Schools. Okay. I've heard this Oregon police officer more than once and everybody else that is for marijuana, but nobody says what other consequences comes along with it. The harder drug use, the more gangs. Everybody vote no. North Dakota does not need legalized marijuana.
Okay, there's no marijuana gangs, all right? Stop with that. Okay, there's not a bunch of gangs running around selling pot anymore. There was. That was when the Mexicans were bringing up the ditchweed over before fentanyl, before heroin and meth, before all the drugs that will actually kill you tomorrow if you take them along. Those gangs aren't running around there. And by the way, the legalization of it will eliminate that. It will allow control. It will allow taxation. It will allow from seed to sale monitoring so you don't get this nastiness coming in from who knows where. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that these texts, and that's just not accurate.
Good debate. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You got it.
10:28. More after this.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The nation's strategic oil reserves to be used in case of emergency. President Biden is planning to release 15 million more barrels of energy in hopes of bringing down gas prices. A California man was convicted Tuesday for the murder of Kristen Smart, the Polytechnic State University student who disappeared 26 years ago. But his father was acquitted of charges of helping him cover up the crime. Paul Flores, now 45 years old, was found guilty of first-degree murder. A Washington, D.C. jury has acquitted Igor Deshenko of lying to the FBI on Tuesday The indictment alleged Deschenko knowingly lied about conversations he had with subsources during FBI interviews. Durham's investigation has cost $4.4 million from October of 2020 to March of 2022. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Traveling to the North Country Fair. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Today, 12th and I-29, Sloppy Joe's. That sound good? Harwood I-29 exit, Taco Bake, Valley City Swedish Meatballs or Lasagna. Swedish Meatballs or Pulled Pork, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Macaroni and Beef on MP Avenue. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon. Macaroni
and Beef. That's delicious, by the way, the Cheeseburger Mac.
You like that?
Put it in the nice container.
Yeah.
Boom.
Kevin Flynn and Doris.
It's like a cheeseburger macaroni and cheese thing. It's like this just bowl of love.
Yeah. You had me at hello. Macaroni and Beef in Yulin, Chicken Fettuccine, the 45th location in Fargo. Today, you buy two Fresh Bay cookies, you get one free. All that, Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience. PetroServe USA, Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience, you tell them Scott sent you. The author of Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane, joins us now, Justin Hart. Justin, how are you doing?
You're making me hungry. It's 8:30 here on the West Coast, and I'm salivating now.
I love it.
I don't think I can get one of those in San Diego. I think, like everything else, it's probably banned here in the Golden State.
Yeah, go have your fish taco and shut your yapper.
Catch a flight to freedom. Yeah. Get yourself out of that craziness.
Thing.
Yeah. So
the craziness. Yeah. Go ahead,
Dr. Fauci. Once again, denying that he had anything to do with school closures or lockdowns. And you created a little video and made a liar out of him, I guess, didn't you?
Oh, you like that. Yeah, no, that took me all of an hour to compile because we had all the receipts already. He's done this so many times now where he just will not say, you know, he will not own up to anything that was amiss during the pandemic. Those lockdowns were so devastating, especially to our kids. And it's insulting when he denies it. Because everyone knows it was, right? And these press people are just scared to death of him to push back in any significant way. So we bring the receipts where he came out and said, you've got to lock down, you've got to lock down, you've got to lock down. You know, the first, I talk about this in the book that just came out yesterday, and one of the things we talk about is how oncologists were the first to raise alarms to my group, but we had a sort of ragtag group of experts and analysts, and they said, either COVID has cured cancer or something else is happening altogether, because what we were finding is that they were diagnosing half as many cancers in the spring of 2020 as they were the previous year because people were too scared to go to the hospital. By the time the year was out, they were diagnosing stage 3 and 4 cancers because people were skipping that. And so no one took that into account. Dr. Fauci certainly didn't. And that's why I really, you know, the title, someone suggested it to me. I thought it was great, which is Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane. And it really did. Common sense has left the building.
Wow. And you mentioned the statistic, you know, about cancer. How many other ailments could you say the same thing?
Well, in our first world, we have plenty to go on. But in the third world, who rely on our supply chains, we're talking about a million more tuberculosis deaths. We're talking about major other malaria deaths because, you know, they rely on our sort of largesse to supply their health needs. And when we shut down, that went away as well. So the butterfly effect where it caused a hurricane across the other side of the world is very, very real. And, you know, we talk about, so the book is really designed for those, probably a lot of your listeners who over the last 2 years have known deep down to their bones that a lot of these implementations, the masks, the quarantines, the stay-at-home orders, the school closures in particular, the vax mandates were probably not necessary and probably even very harmful. But it's also built for those people who were basically like, look, I don't want to get in the fight, but now are realizing their rights are gone. And so this is a set of MythBuster tools that you can take with you to share with, you know, that one neighbor who's still double masking in the car alone, right? Let's help that guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's bring some common sense back to this. And you know, the fear mongering, really, the scare tactics is downright sad in what's happened here.
Yeah, it's devastating. I think one of the things that we're slowly starting to learn is that fear can become pervasive. And this is nothing new. In the book, we talk about how this happened both in 1918, but also 400 years ago in Milan. They went through a real plague, which was the plague, and killed one out of three people. And they were so scared, they started burning all of their furniture, all their goods and services. And it drove people insane. An author of a book noted that the virus of the mind took a hold of them more so than even the virus did their bodies. And I think that's what's happened here. We've lost our ever-loving minds, as I used to say online. And the consequences are very dire. I'm hoping if there is a changing of the guard here in November, that we will have hearings next year. And this book basically lays out kind of these are the questions to ask these people as we get them on the stand, because there needs to be some accountability, if only to show to our kids that we have their back. I know I have young kids. Preschool teacher came up to us last year and said, I am so sorry. The kids are nowhere near prepared for kindergarten. Try teaching your kid how to pronounce the letter H through a mask.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. Hey, Justin, Kevin Flynn here. I saw you. My friend Michelle Tafoya, you were on her about three weeks ago.
Oh, she's great. Yes.
Yeah, the Sideline Sanity. And she talked to you a little bit about, or asked you about, the influence of teachers' unions and the schools and how that kind of played in. And boy, I think that's, when you talk about schools, you, without dealing with the unions first and their influence, you really can't talk about anything else.
I think so. You know, I try to convey the stats, and the stats will get you so far, but I also try to convey stories to bring people together. There's one story that's both a stat and a story. We believe that in the spring of 2020, we missed probably about 250,000 cases of potential child abuse and domestic abuse.
Oh.
Why? Because it's typically sharp-eyed teachers and administrators at school who catch the bruise on the kid's arm, the black eye with mom, dad looks frazzled, right? And they report those things, and those things get looked into. That didn't happen because our kids weren't at school. Imagine the suffering. We need these teachers teaching. We need these kids in school. They're going to use this tactic again out of fear, and they need to be held accountable. We welcome everyone to come to this side and say, hey, this is the reality. Let's face it. Yes, the interventions we did, it's really tough for a lot of people to stomach. They had no impact, the social distancing, the masking, the plexiglass. But the people that actually influence policy, like Dr. Fauci or some of these talking heads on CNN, they should never, ever have an influence on public policy again.
Why do you think Fauci's denying that he had anything to do with the school closures or lockdowns now? Why doesn't he own it?
Well, my group was the primary data source for Scott Atlas when he was at the White House. He had nothing. And he approached us. We said, we'll do this for free. We want to help you whatever we can. And you know, I asked him one time because he was doing really well during the summer of 2020 trying to right the ship there. Dr. Fauci left the building. Dr. Birx was out. And he basically could convince President Trump, you took the wrong decisions here. And so he was able to walk them through this stuff. And I said, well, why aren't they changing course? I said, maybe they're just, you know, having trouble saving face. And he told me, he said, Justin, no, these people are not smart. These people are dumb. I said, oh, boy, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. They're just dumb. They don't see it. They don't see it, and they never will.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't expect that out of some, you know, academics.
Well, yeah, I exactly. And, you know, he would come to these meetings, and he'd have these array of charts and detailed studies that we'd provide him, and they'd have nothing. And he would say, well, we're seeing 78% drop in colon cancer diagnoses because people aren't going to the hospital. We need to pull back the fear. And Dr. Fauci replied, I don't think people are scared enough. That was the only tool they had was fear. Fear and lying.
Wow. They used it. You talk about Boston University playing Frankenstein with COVID virus mashups. What's that about?
Well, they went through and put together this chimera. It's unclear exactly what they did because they won't reveal a lot of details, whether they were changing the receptivity of the mice or changing the receptivity of the virus. Well, they're playing up there, right, in this level 3 lab. And I took a poll last night, and I was asking, so what's the cover story going to be? Is it going to be a lobster roll from Faneuil Hall? Is it going to be a Frank from Fenway?
Right,
is it
going
to be a back way coffee shop? What's it going to be?
Yeah, roast meat exactly from Kelly's? Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's exactly what did it, right? So that's a devastating thing. It's the hubris. Everyone knows we should not be playing with this stuff right now until we get a better handle on what's happening. It turns out Eco Health System, the one that basically was funding a lot of what happened over in the Wuhan lab, also received some money that they're jointly doing with Boston University. If they're part of this, the whole thing needs to shut down. The panoply of bad characters that are involved in this thing are not learning, and they have ill intent. I want to say both they're dumb, but also they're taking advantage of the situation. Dr. Fauci has revealed his hand. He wants us to basically go back and bend modernity to his will. He is the science, as he's self-declared. We go through and talk about how that's a bunch of nonsense. And really, the book is set up as a bunch of myth-busting chapters. You take everything from plexiglass to masks to social distancing to vaccine mandates. We just demonstrate how it's all wrong. And hopefully people use this as sort of like, you know, a weapon or a tool that they can use in their own defense. Because sometimes it's hard to talk about these things, but you know deep in their bones that this was a very, very mistake in the last 2 years.
Listener says there are people with master's degree that fell for this pandemic charade, and there are high school dropouts that can see through all the deception of the media. That's why being smart isn't measured solely on being educated by colleges. There are a lot of educated fools. True intelligence is about being conscious of the world around you and knowing how to navigate within it.
Thank you.
Some common sense there,
isn't
it?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a charade. It's been very difficult. I think the kindest interpretation I have is in this world where virtue signaling is prized above all else and a single picture can get you canceled from life, people are very wary to fight the stuff, but when your rights are quashed, when that basic fundamental pursuit of happiness that our founding documents purported, right, you're stuck inside your house, the plow is out in the field, and you can't go get it because they've quarantined you inside. That's devastating. And then you just think about the basic stuff that anyone can understand. We hear that obesity is one of the key things. They stuck us all inside eating takeout for 3 months. Whose idea was that?
We'll have a reflection on all of this from Tony Fauci when we come back.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I can't wait.
And more of our conversation with Justin Hart on the book Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane. Now we look back and we can say, yep, it pretty much did. More after this.
Brian Kronk here from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Kronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Kronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you the best deals, including on that world-class pillow. Is that any good or what? $19.98. The slippers, $49.98. That's $90 off. The sheets, $29.98 right now. $19.98 on the pillow. Normally $49.98, but they have everything from mattress toppers to mattresses to bedding. My pillows, clothing for men, women, and hats. Really cool hats right now.
I just realized I totally wake up with Mike Lindell every morning.
There you do.
The sheets, the robe, the slippers, the towels that I use going down, coming out of the hot tub.
That's what you're talking about.
I mean, that's like the whole deal. It's like it at all. The body pillow, the whole thing. Awesome.
Sounds like we need to get you a mattress.
Oh, their slippers are so awesome, though. I'm just in love with the slippers.
They have MyPillow apparel now. Dog beds for your dog. You name it. 800-506-9028. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT. 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT. All right, what did you want to play for Justin Hart?
This was Dr. Fauci reflecting on the hindsight, if you will, on the pandemic.
It got political very, very quickly because we had the misfortune of an outbreak and a double misfortune of an outbreak in a divided society and the triple misfortune of a divided society in an election year.
What do you make of that?
You got political, divided, election.
Kind of a word salad there, Justin.
All the cards were stacked against him, and yet he developed the entire policy around these things for years and years on end, whether it was from viral medicines to AIDS and now to the pandemic. This has his fingerprints all over it, and he doesn't want to admit it. He'll just find whatever way he can to save face is the kindest interpretation I have.
Listener texts in a comment, Essentia Health, which is a local health care provider, is still requiring masks with signs saying the CDC requires it.
No, that's wrong. The CDC makes recommendations for healthcare settings, but you can go to Florida, you can go to other places, and they do not require it. That's the tough thing here. In fact, my wife very publicly yesterday fired our pediatrician because they're still requiring masks there. We quickly found one who does not require that. And again, this isn't just some type of political protest. One of our group had the fortune of meeting an incredible set of moms in Florida. This was in 2020. And they sent their kids' masks into a lab. And they came back and they had pneumonia, Lyme disease, and there was no trace of COVID, but they had cow herpes on it from eating meat, right? I mean, if you looked at your kids' masks over things, you know they were nasty. That's the type of ridiculousness that we had. Let me give you a headline from a Santa Barbara newspaper. It said, masks are the chief ally of the disease. They become a virtual incubator of bacteria. That was written in 1919 after they tried mask mandates out there during the Spanish flu. We knew they hadn't worked for 100 years, and yet we tried them again. We don't learn from history.
Let's talk about Echo Health Alliance, which you believe has something to do with the Boston University Frankenstein COVID virus mashup deal. Echo Health Alliance might have something to do with this. Well, tell us what you're talking about there.
Yeah, Peter Daszak is the lead guy over there, and he received millions of dollars, and they were funding a lot of the research that went over into the Wuhan lab. You can see the scramble and all the emails we get back from these FOIA requests where we get their emails behind the scene. When the articles came out in March, I believe, about the potential lab leak in China, Dr. Fauci goes frantic. He starts emailing a lot of people. You need to be by the phone and be ready to take a call on a drop of a note, right? And so you can see the panic in their eyes because they know it leaked. They know it leaked from the lab. And Peter Daszak was all part of that. Well, in August, EquiHealth gets a multi-million dollar grant from another group. They get more money from the NIH. In the August press release, they talk about how they're working with Boston University on something. They won't say, but my guess is they're building this chimera bug out there that they say has an 80% fatality rate on this thing. It's unclear exactly what they were trying to do. They certainly didn't tell the NIH. And again, you know, I'm being facetious about the lobster roll from Faneuil Hall down the way from Boston University, but those are very real things. No one quite knows this, but when you pull up on Google Maps the old Wuhan lab in Wuhan, China there, and then you find the wet market where they say it happened, it's literally 900 feet away. So coincidence, I'm sure. But Peter Daszak's hands are all over this nastiness, and he should never, ever be let back into healthcare practice around these things. He should go, you know, be a photographer or something, because this is not his line of work that we should have him in.
And NIH is not aware of this.
Well, the NEH came out yesterday and said we did not know they were working on this stuff. And they say it was like a P3 framework lab, which is pretty big. But we have all the emails where they're scrambling and trying to get an understanding as to what happened here. We're going to do more FOIA requests on just this incident because we know there's some really nasty stuff happening behind the scenes. And Dr. Fauci, if you read his writings over the years, in the Gone Viral book, we talk about this, how he ends up just thinking, I can bend modernity to my will. That's his message at the in the middle of the pandemic here.
Yikes. There's a healthy ego. Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane. Justin Hart, thanks for the recap. We appreciate it, and congrats on the book.
Great to be with you.
You as well. Out of time today, folks. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Freedom Matters USA Studios. What's on your mind?
Former President Trump just made a big post to his Truth Social site, and he's praising Dick Morris's new book, The Return. Trump says Dick Morris' bestseller is a great book and urges you to get it. The Return reveals Trump is running again and will even win. It's even predicted recent events. The Return alleges that big media, big tech, and the deep state have formed a secret alliance to stop Trump no matter what. But Morris predicts they will fail. Trump calls The Return fantastic, and Dick Morris a real pro. And Newsmax says The Return is the book of the year, already an Amazon number one bestseller. You need to get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com to get your copy today. That's $28 in savings right now when you call 1-800-NEWSMAX. 1-800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com to get your copy today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.